Shas Illuminated presents the following shiur by Rabbi Nachman Shor. Maseches Yoma has been dedicated by Mr. and Mrs. Shmuley Katz, Le'ilei Nishmas Maris Hanel Abbas Reb Shraga Fleischman, and Reb Shimon Ben Reb David.
The Gemara on Pei Vav Amid Aleph brings Rabbi Yishmael, who was Dairish Shleisha Chalukei Kapara, three different levels of Averis that need different things to bring about a Kapara. He says, "Over al asay, if you're over an asay and you do tshuva, ein ozaz misham acham oklam lo. Instantly, you get. If you do tshuva, you get kapara, you get mechila. Over al lois asay, if you're over a lois asay, then when you do tshuva, tshuva is toila, and then yom kippur is mechaper. If you're over on something more chamer, krisis and mises bezdin." So then tshuva and Yom Kippur atayla, and you need Yisurin to be Mamarkin to complete the Kapara. And then the Gemara says, Rabbi Shmuel says, Mishi Yeshchil Hashem biyado, ein lo kayach b'tshuva litlais, v'lo b'yom HaKippurim l'chaper, v'lo b'yisurin l'marek. There's no way to completely cleanse it through Yom Tshuva, Yom Kippur, Yisurin, elakul and taylan u'misim amarekas. The chait can only be completely mechuper and removed through Misa. The Marsha and the Taisus of Yom Kippurim both ask that Rabbi Shmuel said there are three levels, yet there seem to be four levels. The level of Asay, the level of Lois Asay, the Chamuris, creatures of Misa's Bezdin, and the level of Chil Hashem. So the Marsha says that when Rabbi Shmuel means three, he's not including Asay. Since Asay is knocked out, is mechuper through tshuva alone, and tshuva is something that's common to all the levels. So the Marsha says, when he was talking about three levels, he was talking about the things that have different components that they need. While the Chive Asay needs tshuva, which is common to all the other Averis, so therefore, that's not one of the four, and that's why there are three. The Taisus Yom Kippurim says no, that when he says three, the one Rabbi Shmuel is not counting as Chil Hashem. He's counting things that you're able to get a kapara while on this world, before Misa. Chil Hashem, which can only get the kapara through Misa, so that's not what he's counting when he says three. He's talking about things where you're able to bring about the kapara on this world. Interestingly, the Minchas Chinuch says that there's no chilek if you do the lav b'mezid or b'shaygeg. That whether you do the lav b'mezid or b'shaygeg, according to Rabbi Shmuel, that a lav needs Yom HaKippurim to be mechaper, even if you do the lav b'shaygeg, tshuva will not be enough to bring about a complete kapara. You will need Yom Kippur also. While the Rambam and the Pirush HaMishnayis argues, he says that if you over the lav b'shaygeg, then you can be mechaper al yidei tshuva alone. And it's only if you do it b'mezid, then the lav needs tshuva plus Yom HaKippurim to be mechaper. So when we speak about the inyan of tshuva, the Rambam in Perek Rishon of Hilchas Tshuva, Halacha Aleph, he says, Kol mitzvah shebetayra bein us, bein asay, bein lois asay, im avar adam al achas mehem, bein mezadam, bein mishkaga, kisheyase tshuva, v'yashuv mecheto, when he does tshuva, and decides to be yashir from his chait, chayiv lezvados lefnei akel baruch hu. He's mechuyiv to do vidui. And the Minchas Chinuch in mitzvah shin samach dalet is medayik from the lashon of the Rambam that there is no mitzvah asay of tshuva per se. There's just a mitzvah that when the person decides to do tshuva, then there's going to be a mitzvah of vidui. But tshuva itself would not be called the mitzvah saseh. Tshuva is something that when he decides to do it, one of the components of the tshuva will be the mitzvah of vidui. But that the tshuva itself is not one of the mitzvahs. And the Rambam says, where do we get this mitzvah of vidui from? From the pasuk v'zvadu eschatasa masharasu, this refers to vidui devarim. And the Minchas Chinuch brings that the Rambam Taka later in that Halacha Aleph says that Vidui is required to get the Kapara. The Rambam says, V'chein balechatos v'ashamos b'yesha mevin karmenaseim al shegagasam al zedoinam ein miskaper lehem b'karbonam ad sheyasu tshuva v'yizvadu vidudvarm, and they do a vidudvarm, that they won't get kapara without the vidui. And the Rambam says, V'chein kol mechuyve mises bezun mechuyve malkis ein miskaper lehem b'misasan ol b'kiyasan. So clearly the Minchas Chinuch says that the Rambam himself holds that to get the kapara, for the tshuva to be effective, to get the kapara, it requires the vidui. The Minchas Chinuch himself wonders and clears that where do we see this halacha from? He says it's true there's a pasuk v'hizvadu that says that there's a mitzvah of vidui, but the Minchas Chinuch declares and says, perhaps there's a mitzvah of vidui, that's a mitzvah when you do tshuva to do it, but who says that's miyakiv the kapara? Perhaps the Minchas Chinuch says, tshuva gets the kapara, and now there's a separate dinyan, when you do tshuva, there's a mitzvah to do vidui. But if you don't do that mitzvah of vidui, you still did tshuva perhaps, and you have the kapara. Where does the Rambam see that you require vidui to get the kapara? And the Minchas Chinuch wants to bring a raya that perhaps we have a beferish raya from a Gemara in Kedushin, Mem Tes Amud Beis, that vidui bepeh is not required to get the kapara. The Gemara there says, if someone is Mekadesh and Isha Menashe Hu Tzadik, Afilu Rasha Gama, if he was a Rasha Mekadeshes. Why? Shema hira tshuva belibo. Because even though we know he did Averis and he's a Rasha, maybe he did tshuva belibo, and therefore he's a tzaddik, and therefore the Kedushin is good. So we see the Minchas Chinuch from that Gemara, that the tshuva belev, even if he didn't do bepeh, would make him into a tzaddik. Therefore he says, it must be that you get the kapara from the tshuva alone. The vidui is a separate mitzvah. Because the Gemara there is saying, maybe he did tshuva belibo, means he didn't do any vidui, but that tshuva belibo will be enough to make him into a tzaddik, and therefore you see that the vidui is not essential to get the kapara. But then the Minchas Chinuch says, there's no raya taka from the Gemara in Kedushin. And he tells us a very interesting chilek, a chilek between kapara and tshuva. He says, perhaps all the Gemara in Kedushin is saying, maybe he was Mahara Tshuva Belibo, and therefore now he's a tzaddik. No, he didn't do the vidui, and therefore he has no kapara, and he still has the averus. But the fact that he did the tshuva is enough to call him a tzaddik, because now his lev is with Hashem, and he's going to do mitzvahs from now on, and he's planning on serving Hashem and doing mitzvahs. All that happened that he didn't do the vidui is he didn't yet get a kapara on his averus. But still, maybe the kedushin is good because right now he's a tzaddik. Because the Minchas Chinuch says, even if you're going to say that kapara comes without vidui, you would have a problem in a case where the person did averus where he needs Yom Kippur to mechaper. Now it's this person who gave the kedushin al menas that he's a tzaddik gomer, and we said shem hira tshuva belibo. Even if you're going to say that tshuva helps and knocks out the averus without the vidui, still there are certain averus, like we said, that you need Yom Kippur. And therefore, it's not always, in any case, that tshuva alone, whether you hold vidui is essential for the kapara or vidui is not essential for the kapara, there's still going to be some cases where he won't get a kapara till Yom Kippur, and in some cases till he has Yisurin. Yet we say he's Mekudeshes because since he did tshuva belibo, he is a tzaddik gomer. Therefore, the Minchas Chinuch says, it very well could be like the Rambam, that he gets no kapara until he does the vidui, but the tshuva they did belibo is enough that as far as the Kedushin, he's a tzaddik gomer. He's made up his mind to be chayzer to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and that makes him a tzaddik gomer, even if the kapara won't come till he does vidui, or perhaps sometime in the future till Yom Kippur comes. The Michis Chinuch then has an interesting discussion. What happens if Yitaka going to say, like the tzad, that vidui is not required for kapara, and that the kapara could come by tshuva alone? What will happen by someone who will do tshuva on a mitzvah asay? The Michis Chinuch says, l'chayre, he won't really gain anything, because he'll do the tshuva without vidui. So even though the tshuva is going to knock off the aveira, the mitzvah asay, the aveira he had, but now he will have done tshuva without vidui, being mevatel the mitzvah asay of vidui. So therefore the Minchas Chinuch says, in a case where he's doing tshuva for a mitzvah asay, if you're going to hold that the tshuva is possible without doing vidui, if the person does it in that way, l'chayri is not going to be marviach anything. He'll get kapara for the old mitzvah asay that he didn't do, the aveira of asay that he didn't do, but now he'll have a new aveira that he didn't do. He was mevatel the mitzvah's vidui when he did tshuva. But the Minchas Chinuch says, perhaps anyway, there could be cases where you would gain. In a case where he was a shaygeg and didn't know about the mitzvah vidui, so therefore the tshuva will give him kapara on the old mitzvah asay, and the mitzvah that is mevatel, the mitzvah's vidui that he didn't do with the tshuva, says that will only be an oinus or a shaygeg because he didn't know about it. And then the Minchas Chinuch says, furthermore, even if a person would do the tshuva, but would be and be mazed not do the vidui, he still would be marviach something. Because especially if we're going to learn, like it seems from the Rambam, that the whole mitzvah of tshuva is not, there is no real mitzvah of tshuva itself. Tshuva is going to be something like gerushin. It's not that there's a mitzvah of gerushin, but the Torah tells you, if you're going to go about to do a gerushin, there's a certain way you go about doing it. So here, similarly, the Torah is telling you, if you're going to go about and do tshuva, there's a certain way of doing it. You do it with vidu, you do it with charata, but there's a certain way on haggah that you do it. Im kein, says the Minchas Chinuch, if someone does the tshuva and he doesn't do the vidui, he's not going to have an oinish for a bittel of the mitzvah asay of vidui. Since the whole idea of tshuva, it's not really one of the mitzvahs tshuva. It's just something the Torah says that if you want to do tshuva, this is how you do it. It's not going to be like a mitzvah chiyuvis, that when you mevatel the vidui, that you're going to come out an oinish for being mevatel the vidui. It's going to come out that you didn't do the tshuva in completely the proper way. But if you hold that the tshuva works without the vidui, you'll knock off the old iser asay that you were oiva. And now, even though you didn't do vidui, you won't be replacing it with another iser asay, because the vidui of the tshuva is not going to be like a mitzvah chayuvis. The Rambam himself, who holds that the vidui is an essential part of the tshuva, he holds, just like by gerushin, the Torah told you, this is how you do gerushin, and there's certain requirements, lishma, that the gerushin doesn't work without it. So the Rambam holds that the Torah said, if you want to do tshuva and you come to do it, one of the requirements is vidui. And like we said, the Rambam himself is beferish that the vidui is an essential part of the tshuva, and you wouldn't get the kapara without the vidui. The Rabbeinu Yoina in Shari Tshuva, Shar Dalet Ois Yud Zayin, is beferish not like we're being medayik in the Rambam, that there is a mitzvah of tshuva. The Rabbeinu Yoina asks there, the Pasuk says, Michkol chatoseichem lefnei Hashem titaru, which is mashma yom kippur's mechaper al chol chatoseichem. So therefore, how is it possible, Rabbeinu Yoina says, that you have chayve krisis umisis bezdin that need yisurin and yom kippur alone is not mechaper? And therefore, the Rabbeinu Yoina gives a different taich in the Pasuk. that lefnei Hashem titaru is not pshat that Hashem is mechaper on all our sins on Yom Kippur. But the pasuk is coming to say, besides the mitzvah of tshuva, which we have every day, there's a mitzvah saseh to do tshuva on Yom Kippur himself. And mikol chatoseichem lefnei Hashem titaru is that there's a mitzvah lefnei Hashem titaru to come and do tshuva on Yom Kippur. And the Sha'arei Tshuva, and the Rabbeinu Yonah says this is a mitzvah to do tshuva on Yom Kippur besides the mitzvah of tshuva which we have the rest of the year. So we see clearly from the Rabbeinu Yonah, not like the Minchas Chinuch learns in the Rambam, that there is a mitzvah of tshuva. Not just it's a mitzvah of vidui when you come to do tshuva, but there is a separate mitzvah of tshuva. And Peivav Amud Beis, the Gemara says in the middle of the Amud, Hechi Dami Bal Tshuva. So Amrav Yehuda Kigon Shabos Liyado Dvar Aveira Par Mishayno Shnia V'Nitza Limena. That if he was presented with the same opportunity to do the same Aveira and he was saved from it. And then Machve Rav Yehuda B'Yoysa Isha B'Yoysa Peirik B'Yoysa Makom Mamash, that it should be a duplicate of the original scenario, same place, same Isha, same time, and this is what's considered a Baal Tshuva. The Rambam brings this halacha in Peirik Beis Halacha Aleph with the Lashon Ezohi Tshuva Gemura. What's considered a complete tshuva? Zeh shabal liyado dvar she'avabo, the aveira was presented to him to do again. The ef shabiyado lasoso upirish v'lo asa mipnei ha'tshuva, and he didn't do it because of the tshuva. The lashon of the Rambam ezohi tshuva gemura is mashma the tshuva is not complete, that the tshuva becomes complete and he's completely mechupa from the Aveira when the Aveira comes to him possible to do again and he's Aymed ben Isayin and he doesn't do it. In the Sha'arei Tshuva Rabbeinu Yoina Sha'ar Rishon Ois Memtes, so he writes that Mi Shelo His Damein Liyado Ke'inyin Hazeh, someone who does an Aveira and then the opportunity doesn't come about, doesn't present itself again, so Yosef Benafsho Yiras Hashem, he should put more Yiras Hashem in his heart, and he should be Kaivish as Yitro about it, and examine his heart and about it, that if he would come to this Nisayon, like the first time, Yatzel Es Nafsho Miad Yitro, he works on his heart, and he says, I know I would save myself from it. If he works on himself and internalizes that if this opportunity presents itself again, he's in the Madrega El Yona from the Tshuva, even as if this opportunity never presents itself again. And the Minchas Chein and Simen Ches brings a beer in this Machloikis of the Rambam and the Rabbeinu Yoina. He says it seems to be a chilek coming to the Nisayon a second time, what purpose does it serve? Is it just a simen that he did the tshuva? It's a simen that we see he came to the same Nisayon and he didn't do it? Or is it a siba and actually a part of the tshuva? According to the Rabbeinu Yoina, it's just a simen that he did complete tshuva. What's the simen that all the work he did, all the charat in his heart, and all the work he did on his yetzah, that he really, really is about tshuva? The simen is that now the same thing presented itself, and he didn't do it. Therefore, the Rabbeinu Yoina says, even in a case where the opportunity never presented himself to happen again, if he's worked in his heart and it's sincere, that if it would happen again, he wouldn't do it. So it's like the Lashon of Rabbeinu Yoina, he's in the Madrigal Yoina Min HaTshuva. He has to do nothing more. The Rambam holds that going through the possibility of the Chet a second time and not doing the Chet again it creates that his, it's a siba that makes his tshuva stronger. In other words, the yates of the other, the whole nature of the person is neschazek more by the fact that his gufo held and didn't do the aveira. And the nesayin is not just a test, it's actually, it creates bepayel more strength and changes the person's ashkafa that he was, oh look, I was able to be miskabra my yetzer, and he won the mechama on his yetzro. So that's mashlim and machzik the tshuva shlema. And that's what the Rambam means, ezo tshuva gemura. When he goes through it a second time and doesn't do it, it changes him, it changes his personality, his persona. Now he's a Baal Tshuva. The fact he goes through it a second time and doesn't do it creates, effectuates a change in the person himself. And the Minchas Chayin says, if we learn like the Rambam, that's going to be pshat in the Chazal in Bereishis. The Gemara in Bereishis, we have a Chazal that says that when Avram Avinu was Oymer ben Asayne Akedah, so when he took Yitzchak off the Mizbeach and he took the aisle, so and each thing he did to the aisle, he said, Yiratzon, like I shechted Yitzchak. When he was Zorik the Dam, Yiratzon, like this Zrikik should be, like Kilu Zorik Damer Shal Yitzchak. When he did the Haktara, Yiratzon, Kilu Makrav Emur Shal Yitzchak. What shot in all those Yiratzons? What was Avram Avinu trying to do? He already was oimid in the Nesayin that he had put his son on the Mizbeach and was ready to do Shechita and Zrika on his son. What's now when he's doing the Ayil? Yiratzon like I did it to Yitzchak. Yiratzon like I did the Shechita to Yitzchak, the Zrika to Yitzchak. What more did this add to what he had done? He had already had a son, ready to shecht the son. So now when he was shechting the Ayil, what more did he know? So therefore, pshat must be like the Rambam, that Avram Avinu knew that it wasn't complete. He didn't gain the complete level of perfection that the Nesayin was going to create in him unless he actually did it, unless he actually went through the Nesayin. And therefore, to perfect that shlemus in himself, when he was doing it on the aisle, he said, Yehi ratzon like I'm doing it to Yitzchak. He wrestled like I'm doing the Shechita to Zrika to Yitzchak. Because he knew that this perfection of the Midas himself, not only was a perfection in Avram, but this was going to be something that was passed along to from the Avos to the Banim, and it'll be something ingrained in Klal Yisrael. Therefore, like the Rambam, that the passing of the Nesayin a second time is something that effectuates a change in the person. Avram Avinu wanted to be like he really did the Akedah. And therefore, when he was doing the Ayil, he said, Yiratzon, that all I do to the Ayil should be as if I did it to Yitzchak. By the Chalukei Kapara brought down on Pei Vav Amud Aleph, which we've been discussing, so the Gemara says, Avar al Asei Vishav, if a person is over on an Asei and he does tshuva, Einu zaz misham ad shemochlno. So tshuva alone can bring about the kapara. When the Rambam brings down this din in Hilchos Tshuva, Perek Aleph Halacha Dalid, he says, Ketzad avar adam al mitzvas asei she'ein ba kares v'yasa tshuva. Then Einu zaz misham ad shemochlno. The Rambam adds on that this, that a mitzvah sasei, tshuva alone, is enough to be mechaper, is dafka a mitzvah sasei she'ein bo kares. Seemingly, the Rambam holds that the mitzvah sasei she'yesh bo kares, those will fall into one of the categories of the chamuris, the krisis of Mises Bezdin, but it won't be considered like a plain asei. And the minchas chinuch in mitzvah shin samach dalet, as we all know, he says there are only two mitzvahs to say, sheyesh bo kares, someone who's not mal himself, and being mevatel karban Pesach. The Minchas Chinuch says, you'll have to say that the Rambam is not talking about the mitzvah of Mila, because the Rambam Shita in Perek Aleph, for Halacha Beis of Hilchas Mila is, that chol yoyim v'yoyim sheyavolav m'sheyagdil, that as long as every day that goes about when he's a gadol, v'lo yomul asatzmo, and the person isn't mal himself, he's mevatel mitzvah saseh. Aval eino chayiv kareis ad sheyames v'hu orel b'mezid. He's not going to be chayiv kareis until he goes through his whole life, and his whole life he has the ability to be mal himself, and then he dies and wasn't mal himself. At that point, he'll be chayiv a kareis l'chayiv, that's of course only going to be a kareis of his nefesh. Therefore, says the Minchas Chinuch, l'fi that Rambam, if the person at some point does tshuva and is mal himself, when he's 50 years old, 60 years old, all he was over an asay. The kareis doesn't come until he goes kol yamav and he's not mal himself. And therefore, if at 50 years old he'll mal himself and do tshuva, he would have mechila right away because he was not over, according to the Shitas HaRambam, asay sheyesh bo kareis. And al karchach, you'll have to say, when the Rambam says that an asay sheyesh bo kareis will be more chomer and you won't be mechuper through just tshuva alone, he's going to have to be talking about mevatel karban Pesach, someone that Pesach came by and bemezid, he didn't bring a karban Pesach, says asay sheyesh bo kareis. So on that, the Rambam is saying tshuva alone will not help, like it does by yastam mitzvah asay. According to the Ravid brought down in Hilchas Mila over there, so then that he holds that chol yoyim, that the person is mevatel and not mal himself, there's a kareis, he only becomes pata when he mal atzmo, im came by Mila also be shayich this concept of saseh sheyesh bo kareis, that tshuva alone might not help. The Rambam in that halacha Hilchas Tshuva, perek aleph, halacha dalid, continues with the Chalukei Kapara as our Gemara brings it down, and he says that by a mitzvah of al krisus umisus bezdim yoisa tshuva, tshuva in Yom Kippur is toila, and the yisurin habanal of yisurin, he will need yisurin also to be gaimer in the kapara, and l'oilam e miskapalo kapara gemura, ad shi yavoa lav yisurin, he won't have a complete kapara until the yisurim come on him. The Rambam does not tell us what shear of Yisurim, how much Yisurim is needed to be Mechaper. And on this we find the Machloikis among the Achrayinim. The Chsam Seifa proves from the din that we have a halacha, that Chayve Krisa Shalaku, Shaniftru Midei Krisason. Chayve Krisas who get Malkis, so they're Patis from their Krisas. So he says, if you see that we from that halacha, that to replace the kareis, you do it through Malkus. So he holds that the mashma from that the Chassam Sofer, that you need for an Issa kareis, besides the tshuva, yisurin kemalkus, the yisurim that will have to come upon you to be a kapara gemura, will be yisurim like Malkus, which is a very big chumra, the Chassam Sofer, because Malkus is something that's karav lemisa. Malkus, they had, when they gave a person Malkus, they had to be oimid, how much Malkus he could take, that he shouldn't come to Misa, how chomer Malkus was. But that, the Chassam Sofer says, is the type of Yisurim you're going to need to be Yaitza and to have a Kapara Gemura. But in the Shailos and Tshuvos of the Noda Yehuda, in Ora Chaim Simon Lamed Hei, he says that these Yisurim don't necessarily have any set shear, and it's possible you could be yaitzer the yisurim you need with kol shehem yisurim, small yisurim that will be enough to bring about the kapara. And l'chayra, what's the beer of the machlaikis? L'chayra, it's the beer of the machlaikis is what's pshat in the yisurim, what are the yisurim coming to accomplish here to complete the tshuva, really to complete the kapara. In other words, one way you could look at the Yisurim is that the Yisurim are part of the Kapara, coming to cleanse and wipe away the sin, and the Yisurim are actually, the Tsar is something that each piece of Tsar is Goymer, some of the Kapara. And therefore, in other words, that's what the Chassam Sofer holds, and therefore you need, like Malkus, you need something that's strong enough that each speech of Yisurin is going to be mechaper and wipe away the chait. The Yisurin are actually a chelik of the kapara. The other tzad is, the Yisurim are not be'etzim the kapara itself. It's just a medium to bring you to charata, utshuva, and shviras halev. And these yisurin make the person think and contemplate, and just something that should bring him to more of tshuva and more charata, more kabbalah b'lev. And this is what the Noida Yehuda holds. And therefore he holds even yisurim that are not so great, as long as the yisurim bring about in the person, a certain shivron lev and a certain chamchorata, so that's enough to complete the kapara. The Gemara is most chamadika aveira. The Gemara says, mi sheyesh chil Hashem biyado. So that even tshuva, yom kippah, and yisurim are not enough to complete the kapara. But all of it is Taila until Misa comes around, then Misa is Mamarekes, and that's what the Gemara says by Chil Hashem. Right after that, the Gemara says, Heichi Dami Chil Hashem, what is Chil Hashem? And then the Gemara gives different examples. Rav said, if somebody like me goes in and takes meat and doesn't pay for it right away and takes it on credit, and the minhag in that place is maybe not to give credit, and therefore it looks, maybe someone will think that I might not be paying him, I'm not going to pay him right away. And the Gemara gives kama examples like this. Rabbi Yochanan says, "Kagon ana demasigna arba ames blo Torah l'tfilin. I walk 4 ames without a Torah and tfilin on me." And these are the examples of the Gemara gives of Chil Hashem. Interestingly, if we look in the Rambam, when the Rambam in Hilchas Tshuva in Perek Aleph Halacha Daled brings these Chalukei Kapara, so he brings Aseh and then Alois Aseh and then Alois Aseh Sheyesh Bakares. But when he brings the final category, the category of Chil Hashem, he brings like this: Bamed Varim Amurim. When did we have these other categories of Aseh and Alois Aseh and Alois Aseh Sheyesh Bakares? Bishelo chilil es Hashem b'sha'a she'avar. When he wasn't mechalel Hashem at the time he did the Aveira. Ava mechal Hashem. But if he's mechal Hashem in Faheshian combination with these Averis, so then doesn't get a complete kapara ad she'yamos. And the Rambam there in Hilchas Tshuva Perek Aleph brings nothing about the type of examples like the Gemara we have in Yuma about someone taking the meat and not paying it for right away, or someone walking 4 amos without Torah and tefillin. And where does the Rambam bring those cases? He brings it in a completely different halachas. In Hilchas Yisaydi HaTorah, Perek Hei, Halacha Yud Aleph, he says, V'yesh Dvarim Acherim She'ein B'chlal Chil Hashem. If a person who's known as a great person does things that people look at and say, oh, this isn't so nice. And V'afal Peter Rambam says, there ain't an Averis. This, he does says, that Chil Hashem, it doesn't have to be Averis. He takes something and doesn't pay right away. And there the Rambam brings cases like the cases we have here in Yuma. So we see from the Rambam clearly that he talks about 2 different types of Chil Hashem. A Chil Hashem where you do one of the Averis and you do it in a way of Chil Hashem b'fahesya. And that's where he says that there's not going to be a kapara until Misa. And then in Ilkas Yisayda Torah, he brings Agav, there's another type of Chil Hashem, like taking and not paying right away. So we see from the Rambam, even though L'chaira, the flow of Agamara, is that Agamara and Yuma lists Chil Hashem as something that you don't get a kapara till Misa, and then the Gemara follows up with Heichi Dami Chil Hashem and gives these examples of taking things and not paying right away. It's very yitachin from the Rambam that the type of Chil Hashem that the Gemara talks about, that you won't get kapara until Misa, is not the things that are listed here on Peiv Vav and Yuma. It's doing an Aveira, one of the Averas, in a way that there's Chil Hashem. You do an Aveira, Shbamedvar Mamun, that you do one of those Averas with Chil Hashem, with Befahesya, then they only means Mamrekes. But these cases that the Gemara brings down in Yuma of taking things and not paying right away, even though the Gemara calls them Chil Hashem, L'chayr from the Rambam we see it belongs in a different category, and these are not necessarily the things that you're going to bev, that you're not going to get kapar until Misa. Misvara, we hear that very well, that to say that these things, Tshuva, Yom Kippur, and Yisurin, is not enough until Misa, like taking something and not paying it for right away, is very not Mistavra. And therefore, Mistavra, what the Rambam's coming to say, even though the flow of the Gemara seems to be defining that this is Chil Hashem, going back on the Chil Hashem, that's only Tshuva after Misa, that's only Kapara after Misa, L'chayra, what the Rambam is telling us, no, we have two different types of Chil Hashem. One where you do an Aveira in a way of Chil Hashem, there it's only Kapara till Misa. And then we have these other categories of Chil Hashem, where if a person's an Adam Gadol, and he does a certain behavior, so that even if it's not technically Aveira, it has some aspect of Chil Hashem. The Shulchan Aruch and Aruch Chayim Simen Nun Gimel Sif Dalid, when it's listing all the different characteristics that a person, the qualities for a person he need to be a Shliach Tziba, to be Hagen for Shliach Tziba, the different qualities he must have. So one of the qualities he says is Shalo Yetzei Yalav Shem Ra Afilu Bialduso, that there shouldn't be a shame ra in this person, even Bialduso, that, you know, many years ago he did terrible, terrible things. But many Paiskim Achaylik on this, among them the Re'im and the Shiles and Shuvis, Chaylik Aleph Simon Peches, where he was asked on somebody who served even Avodah Zarah in his youth. And then he shav b'tshuva chilema, and now is ma'isa b'kulav l'shem shemayim. Can he be a shlich tziba? And he answered, "Dava pashit. Since he's about tshuva, he could become a shlich tziba because kiven like the Gemara in Brachas lamadalid shebemakom shebalei tshuva omdim ain tzadikin gemurim omdim. So therefore, he held avad that about tshuva could be a shlich tziba." And what's pshat then in the Shulchan Aruch and those that hold that the Shliach Tzibur, that someone is about tshuva, can't be a Shliach Tzibur? L'chayra, like we said, b'makom shabali tshuva oimdim, ain tzadikin gemurim oimdim. And it's brought down in the Shiles and Tshuvas of the Marash Laniado in Simen Chaf Aleph to explain what the Shulchan Aruch held al pi ar sugya here in Yuma. Our sugya here in Yuma says, "Mi sheyesh biyado chil Hashem, someone who has a chil Hashem, ain lo koyach b'tshuva litlois, v'lo biyom hakipurim lechaper, v'lo biyisurin lemareik. He doesn't get complete kapara until he gets misa." And the Gemara, Rav Yitzchak Bar Avdimi, brings what's one of the pshat in chil Hashem. Chil Hashem is kol shechaveirav boishin mishmuaso. Someone that chaveirin a boishin mishmuaso. And Rashi says she boishin machma shem ra hayotzi alav, that they're embarrassed because of the shem ra that went on, or when it goes on him. So if we go like this, it comes out that someone that a shem ra because of aveiris he did, yesh bo mishum chil Hashem, he has chil Hashem. Even if we'll be mitzara, for we said the Rambam Shita, that the chil Hashem, that you don't get kapara till Misa, has to be that you did an aveira, not just tam, that you went and bought something without paying right away. But if we have somebody who did such an aveira is terrible aveiras when he was younger, and because of these aveiras, there's a busha because of the shame ra that went on him. Comes out, those are aveiros that were done b'chil Hashem. And then, as our Gemara says, aveiros that were done with chil Hashem, so there won't be a complete kapara until Misa. Therefore, that's pshat in the sheet of the Shulchan Aruch. The sheet of the Shulchan Aruch is that for the person to be a shliach tzibah, when he doesn't have a complete kapara from these averis, because he doesn't have the complete kapara until Misa, so therefore the Shulchan Aruch held, ain't a huggin, he's not huggin to be a shliach tzibah. And that which we say, that b'makom shabalei tshuva oimdim, ain't tzadikin gemurim oimdim, so that could be as far as oilam haba. But ba'olam hazeh, since the kapara is not complete until Misa, so therefore we shouldn't make them into a shliach tzibur. The Gemara in the middle of Pei Vav Amud Beis brings that Rav asked the stira in Psukim. One pasuk seems to say, Ashrei nesui pesach kisuyi cheta, that it's better to cover up a chet and not be mefar submit. While another pasuk says, Mechaseb sha'av lo yatzliach, that we won't be matzliach if we cover up our sins. And on that, the Gemara gives two terutzim. First, the Gemara answers, ha b'chet mefursim, ha b'chet she'eno mefursim. It depends if the chet is mefursim or not. Interestingly, the way Rashi learns what the chilek is, by a chet mefursim, toivlo she'yoyde v'yizbayish v'lo yikvarbo. That since it's known anyway, it's better to have the busha and admit to it and not deny it, and the busha will help in the kapara, as opposed to a chet she'ena b'forsim, he shouldn't be megala, Rashi says, because that's kavod Hashem, because all that we reveal more about chatam that are not known is a miyat kavod shemayimu. So according to this first teretz, by a chet mefursim, there's an inyan of being mefarsimit, not denying it. The way Rashi learns, that seems to aid in the kapara, the busha aids in the kapara. Then we have another teretz. It's a chilek between a chet ben adam lamakom and ben adam lachaveiro, that by a chet ben adam lachaveiro, there's a mitzvah to be mefarsimit. And here Rashi says, "Is yigla l'rabim sheyivakshu mimenu sheyimchalo." That people will hear about it, they'll help get you mechila, they'll help appease this person that he should be meichel you. According to the second territory, Rashi learns the pirsim is not serving as a kapara, as a busha, seems as a practical way for you to get mechila. Al kalpan, we have these two terutzim in the Gemara as to when you mefarsa mechet, when not. The Rambam in Hilchos Tshuva, Perik Beis, Halacha Hei, brings V'chol HaMizgah V'Eina Modia Ela Mechasa Peshav, someone who covers up his sins, Ein Tshuvaso Gemura, Shenema Mechasa Peshav Lo Yatzliach. And then the Rambam says, B'med V'amamurim B'Aveira Shebein Adam L'Chaveiro. When is this that you shouldn't be mechasa, but you should be mefarsim? Be'averis bein adam lachaveiro. Avol be'averis bein adam lamakom. Eino tzarech lefarsim atzo. You don't have to be mefarsim it. The azis panim ulo gilam. But it's an azis panim if you reveal it, and you shouldn't be mefarsim it. The Ravid says, Bamed v'amumum b'aveirus shebein adam l'chaveiru l'ishim mefarsim. The Ravid adds on v'chein aveirus hamefursumos u'megulos afal pi she'einim l'chaveiru. Aveirus that are known already, even if it's not bein adam l'chaveiru, it's bein akum l'makom, still you should be mefarsimit and be mizbayish b'rabim. And the Lecha Mishnah learns, what is the machlaikis of the Rambam and the Ravid? He learns that the Rambam held there was the machlaikis of the Terutzim in the Gemara. One Terutz hold, you only mefarsim a bein adam lachaveiro, you're not mefarsim under any circumstance a bein adam lamakom. While the other Terutz held, it depends if the chet is mefarsim or not. And the Rambam is paskening like the second Terutz, that the chilek is bein adam lachaveir, bein adam lamakom. That's why he only brings down their teretz, that chilek, because he holds the two terutzim the Gemara arguing, the Lecha Mishnah says, and therefore he paskins like one of terutzim. The Lecha Mishnah holds the Ravid held, there's no machlekes of terutzim. One teretz is saying, you mefarsim bein adam lachaveiro, not bein adam lamakom. But the other teret says within Bein Adam L'Makom that you're normally not mefarsim, there is a case where you're mefarsim with where the sin is known anyway, and there's not really any machlokes of the terutzim. They're talking in two different type cases, but both terutzim could agree with each other, and therefore the Ravid paskins like both terutzim because he says there's no machlokes of the terutzim. The Kesef Mishnah learns that the Rambam is really not even arguing with the Ravid, because he says, if you look at the Lashon of the Rambam says, Avo ba'veirisha bein adam lachat makom, eino tzarech lefarsim atzmo. You don't have to be mefarsimit. Obviously, says the Kesef Mishnah, these aveiris bein adam lamakom that the Rambam is talking about are those aveiris that are not known. Else it wouldn't make sense. Ein atzarech lefarsim atzmo. The lashon ein atzarech lefarsim atzmo. If he's talking about aveiris that are known already, and therefore he says the Rambam is really agreeing with the Ravid that aveiris hamafursamos bein adam lamakom that. There's not that you don't have to keep it quiet. He's just talking about aveiros bein adam lamakom that are not known, and he's saying ein atzarech lefarsim atzmo. He's agreeing with the Ravid, and the Kesef Mishnah says the Rambam is just stressing the bein adam lachaveiro because he says there the Rambam holds is a real mitzvah to be mefarsimit, so people should help you be mevakish mechila from the person by the aveiros bein adam lamakom. If it's known already, the Rambam holds, and people come over to you about it, you shouldn't deny it, and you should take the busha and be mizvada for the kapara. But in those cases, that's not going to be a mitzvah to be mefarsimit, even if it's known already. Like the Kesef Mishnah says, maybe there's one or two people who haven't heard about it. Why be mefarsimit more? Therefore, the Kesef Mishnah says, even though the Rambam basically agrees with the Ravid that Baveirish Bein Adam L'Makom that a Mefursim, you don't have to be Mechasa it, he holds it's not the same level of reason to be Mefarsim it like it is by Bein Adam L'Chaveiro. A little further down towards the bottom of the blot, the Gemara says, V'tzarech Lifrot Esachet. The Gemara brings it in that a person has to be mefaret and specify the chait. Shenema ana chata mazeh atag gedayla v'yasula melokezav divir Rabbi Yehuda ben Bava. That Rabbi Yehuda says that when Moshe was being mispalel by the Egel Azov, he said ana chata mazeh v'yasula melokezav that he was mefaret what the chait was v'yasula melokezav. So therefore, Rabbi Yehuda ben Bava says when you do vidui, when you come to be mechaper, you have to do tshuva. When you come to do tshuva, you have to mefaret the chait. While Rabbi Akiva says no, there's no inyan to be mefarei techeit. Even there we say, Ashrei nesui pesach kisui cheta, cover it up. And that which Moshe Rabbeinu specified as mefarei elokezov, Rabbi Akiva says he was just trying to give an excuse for the Bnei Yisrael. You gave them so much zov, so of course that there led them to make the ego. And the Beis Yosef in Orachayin Simon Tuf Reish Zayin says that Rav, who was the one who was Mechalik, ben a chet mefursam, and a chet she'ein mefursam, and he held by a chet mefursam. You are mefarsam the chet. You don't deny it. Then you take the busha to be mechaper. So Chayrehila does not hold like Rabbi Akiva. Because here we're talking about the chet ha'egel, which is a chet mefursam, and yet Rabbi Akiva says you aren't mefaret the chet, ashrei that you kesui the cheta, and therefore Rav holds that chilek that by the chet mefursam you would be mefarsim the chet. Al karchuk does not hold like Rabbi Akiva. Comes along the Bach. And he says that no, we cannot compare the machlokes here about pirat achet, we cannot compare it to pirsam achet. Because it's true, Rav will hold by a chet that's mefursam l'rabim, that if the chet is mefursam, it's tov to be mefarsam the chet l'rabim, she should be mishbayish, and the busha should help you get a kapara. And Rav holds that. But here we're talking about the vidui between you and HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that Moshe is coming to daven to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That Rav could hold, agree with the sheet of Rabbi Akiva. Rabbi Akiva holds, don't be pirate the chait. when you're davening to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that even if it's mefursim by being pirate the chait at this time, you don't want to do that. You want to be memayit, as an inyan, be memayit the koyach chait as much as you could. And therefore, even if it's a chait mefursim, which Rav holds, that you take the busha and you mefarsim and you confess to it, and you don't have to cover it up, but as far as that's l'rabim, but as far as by pirat achet, davening to HaKadosh Baruch Hu the bachols, that you memayit the koyach achet as much as possible according to the shita of Rabbi Akiva, and therefore Rav could hold like this shita of Rabbi Akiva.
You have been listening to the Shiurim of Shas Illuminated. Shas Illuminated is a non-profit organization dedicated to broadening the learning of those studying the Daf worldwide. If you would like to make a donation or to dedicate a daf or masechta, please visit our website at shasilluminated.org or call 203-312-SHAS. You can also email us at shasilluminated@gmail.com.